Good morning. Let us pray before we share the word. Lord Jesus, thank you. Thank you for a beautiful morning. You give us good health so that we can come and start our activity. Before we do everything, we come to you. We spend this time to hear your voice. We want that you say something to us, especially as a Christian, so the world may know that we are your disciple. Thank you, Father. Holy Spirit, come to us and help me to share this word. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. So, what I want to share this morning, I want to share a topic about how people know that you are Christian. Today, if we open Facebook, we can see many things about our friends. For example, in SP, there are some couple, they have new babies. That's why when we open Facebook about SP friend, then we can see our friend like Hyde hold his baby. And then after that, Stanley will follow, and then other people, and they comment, "Oh, so cute," everything like that. It's easy to make people know. Just put something in Facebook and people will know. I never contact my friend, but my friend know what I'm doing in Hong Kong. Just open Facebook and they can see, "Oh, Pastor Slamet, in order pastoring a church, Pastor Slamet also have some activity." And I said, "How do you know?" I saw from Facebook. It's very, very easy. People can know. Have you ever thinks, okay, people know your activity through your Facebook. But this morning, I want to share more deeply. How do people know that you are Christian? Many of us may be thinking, "Oh, I'm a Christian. This is my personal problem, my personal affair. I don't want anybody to know." If you have this kind of thinking, then I would like to say that you are wrong. Because as a Christian, it is not your own personal business. As a Christian, this is God's business. Also, the world wants to know that you are a Christian. Therefore, if you are a Christian, then nobody knows you are a Christian. How you give impact to society. How you become a true salt to the world. Then I can say that you are not true salt. You are like a salt that put in bulk, not put in the soup. So nobody can feel that you are true Christian. Therefore, as a Christian, we need to tell the world, especially most of you are SP member. What is the motto of SP? One? Two? I need to put you down if you don't know. One, to know him. Second, to be like him. Number third, to make him known. To make him known. This is the third part. To make him known that everybody need to know that I am a Christian. Okay. Some people think I can make people know that I am a Christian if I use cross necklace. Yeah. That's why Phoebe's sister, after they get baptism, we always give them cross necklace, symbol of Christian. The other thing may be, okay, people will know I'm a Christian if I bring big Bible. Yeah? But in SP, nobody bring big Bible. They only use iPad, iPhone, and everything. And the church put some Bible. In Phoebe, I don't want to put some Bible. make people so easy. I never prepare Bible for church member. I always prepare Bible for new believer or newcomer. Oh, I'm a Christian. People will know I'm a Christian if at Christmas Day, I put up a Christmas tree so everybody can see. But we live in Hong Kong, Christian and non-Christian, they also put Christmas tree. If we use this kind of way to show our Christian life, so what is the impact for them? No impact, brother and sister. We don't give any impact to them. Why I say it like that? Because Christianity is God's love and power are revealed through Jesus Christ. When God's love and power are revealed through the life of Jesus Christ, Jesus lived and Jesus gave big impact to society. Even they don't like Jesus, but they know who is Jesus. And this opportunity, when Jesus ascended to heaven, Jesus gave it to us. That's why in our life, we have God's love and we also have God's power. God's love and God's power in our life. So, as a Christian, when we live with these two things, God's love and God's power, everybody will know that we are a Christian. Therefore, we need to learn how we show God's love and power to society. Let us open the book of Acts, chapter 2. Acts chapter 2, verse 14. But Peter, standing up with the 11, raised his voice and said to them, "Men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and heed my word." And then after that, what Peter do? Peter speak about Jesus. How the society people know that I am a Christian? Number one, always proclaim that Jesus is the God. After this word, we can see at verse 37. Now, when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men, brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do?" They want to know more. Why they want to know more? Because they heard about Jesus. They heard about Jesus. And then, brothers and sisters, if we open Acts chapter 4, verse 16, verse 13. Now, when they saw the boldness of Peter and John, perceived that they were uneducated and untrained men, they marveled and they realized that they have been with Jesus. You see, even enemy can know Jesus through Peter and the apostle because Peter proclaimed about Jesus. Many people think, "Oh, we will show Jesus to our good deeds." Yes, of course, you can do it. But number one, you need to proclaim that Jesus is the Lord. That's why in my ministry, when people start to open many cultural programs, open English class, Cantonese class, many class like that, But I always told our member, we start to proclaim Jesus Christ, not start from the activity. Yes, of course, we can show our love. But number one, we need to tell people that Jesus is the Lord. Proclaim. So, if you do not proclaim, then people will not know who is Jesus. They might be think that you are a good religion, people, but they don't know who is Jesus. We need to proclaim. That's why I'm happy in this church we have outreach program. When people go outside and they say, you know who is Jesus? This, some small book you can read. Maybe you can know more about Jesus. They do it. Why they do it? They want to share about Jesus. So people can know. Because around the world, people may understand Jesus is a good teacher. They understand Jesus is a good doctor. They understand Jesus is a good guy. But they don't know that Jesus is the Lord. Jesus is the Lord that can save every people. This is what we need to share about, number one. Number two, how people will know that we are a Christian? Let's see chapter 2, verse 46 and 47. So continuing daily with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they ate their food with gladness and simplicity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord ate the church daily, those who were being saved. People will know that we are Christian if we have good Christian life, good fellowship. It is not easy to bring Muslim people come to Jesus. We always try many way, but one of the most effective way when they come with us and worship with us in Phoebe, and then after that, they feel something different. They feel so peace in their heart. Why? Because we can sit together, we can share together, and we can eat together. Between the leader and the member, we have no wall. If the member ate one ball, then I ate one ball. So after that, they can see, oh, so beautiful Christian life. Then I tell them, more than this, you can feel it. So that's why before Jesus go to the cross, Jesus told the disciple, you must love one each other so that every people will know that you are good Christian. Last night, after we had meeting in this place, and then we have dinner across this building, we have congee, and then after that, we have 5 people, and I pay all the bill, not too much, 200. Yeah, I know if I invite someone go for dinner and I should pay, then I choose this one 200, this one 1,000. I never bring to 1,000 or 2,000. I know my wallet. That's why I pay. And then after I pay, one of sisters say, no. This time, I have budget. Keep it the receipt to me. Then I give it to my friend. And then after that, we share that nowadays, everybody if go to restaurant, one pay, and then after that, $50. Then I said, it's good and bad. Good that everybody pay. It's bad, that's mean Christian people. And then outside people, do the same thing. We make friends, but we never share something. Then I said, this is culture. Eastern and then Western, like this. People watch up. They want to know how Christian people live. How Christian people live. They expect more. Why? Because we have the love of God. If our Christian life is lower than outside people, so why should I believe Jesus Christ? Because the Bible told us that God is love. And the love of God give it to us. And now people want to see what kind of love that we have. Simple. Sometime in the church, we don't know each other. We just know, oh, I know. But when what is her name? Nobody know. That's why when I teach our sister, then I said, don't call them sister. Don't call them brother. Call them sister A, sister B, sister C. That means remind her name. That's number one. Number two, maybe you should to know when his birthday or her birthday, so that you can say something. And then if they have some problem, can I pray for you? What should I help you? This is what the world expects from us. They want to see our love. They want to know that Jesus lives in our life. That's why the first Christianity, they have different style of life. So everybody watch up, and then after that, they join. When they join, they believe Jesus Christ. This is number two. Number three, we see chapter 3, verse 7. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up. And immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. We show people through the power of prayer. Through the power of prayer. Today, many people are sick. They have physical sickness. They also have spiritual sickness. It's good that we have kids in this place so that people can come. Would you ever think you need to go out and pray for other people who has sick? When we pray and miracle happen and they can see that Jesus in this place. Few experience I never have before, that the sister who came to Febe before come to Hong Kong, they always drink something from like devil power like that. And then after that, when they believe Jesus Christ, something happened. They feel that the spirit, the enemy spirit attack them. And then after that, we pray for the sister. After we pray, that something happens. Sometimes they say, "Ah," like that. But thanks God, God healed the sister. After God healed the sister, unbeliever people, they can see that in this church, we can see the power of God. The power of God. We have this big power. We are the Son of God. Amen. God say, everything you ask me, then I give it to you. Have you showed to the people? Can I pray for you? I believe that God's power come to you. We pray and they can see the power. When they see the power, the amazing God, and they believe Jesus. That's what we can see from chapter 3. So number one, how people can know that you are Christian, always proclaim that Jesus is the God. Number two, you need to show them that Christian life is better than other. Number three, through prayer, you show that God's power is amazing, so that after that, they can follow Jesus. Let us pray together. Everybody need to make him known. Start from morning till night. We always talking. Talk to with someone, your wife, your child, or your husband. Talk with many people. But my point is, when you have a conversation or when you talk, have you ever talked about Jesus is the Son of God? Have you proclaimed that Jesus is the Savior? That's number one. Number two, we have God love. How you show to people that you have God love? In MTR station, when you see old guy standing, would you like to say, please come and sit my place? In the office, when someone say bad to you, can you say, I forgive you? Christian life is different with outside people. We have God's love. Number three, when the last time you pray for someone who was sick? When the last time people told you, thank you, you pray for me, that's why I'm healed now? Very simple. If you want to do this thing, then Holy Spirit that's already in our can help us to do it. Because Peter cannot do anything before he received the power of Holy Spirit. After he received the power of Holy Spirit, people did everything. And I believe you and me this morning also can show Jesus when we speak, when we live, and when we pray. Let's pray that the God use us, you and me, so that people will know who is Jesus.
You came to us, a man, in very nature, God, pierced for our iniquities as you hung upon the cross. But God exalted you to the highest place and gave to you the right to bear the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus we should bow, and every tongue confess that you are Lord. And when you come in glory for the world to see, we will sing, hail to the King in all his splendor and majesty. Hail to the King of Kings, Lord Jesus. We eagerly await. We eagerly await the coming of the day when the glory of the risen King will shine upon the earth, and rival thrones will fall before the Lord of all. And hail supreme authority in the true and living God. And at the name of Jesus we will bow. As every tongue confesses you as Lord. And when you come in glory for the world to see, we will sing, hail to the King in all his splendor and majesty. Hail to the King of Kings, Lord Jesus, our God. Hail to the King. Hail to the King in all his splendor and majesty. Hail to the King of Kings, Lord Jesus, our God.
Let's pray for our community, and let's ask the Lord to bring healing and the power of God into their lives. Many of them have been struggling for a very long time, and so let's continue to lift our hands in prayer for them. The names are on the screen, and so let's lift them up right now.
Jesus, we thank you for just pray, God, that you sustain this life, God.
Let's pray for those who still need to receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior and for their salvation in the midst of their illness. And so let's ask God to really manifest his power and glory in their lives. And let's pray for others that are sick. So let's lift them up. God is moving in many of them. Many of them are receiving treatment. And so let's pray for them right now. Let's begin to pray for those who are looking for work and employment, and let's ask God to continue to move in the hearts of potential employers, and let's ask the Lord to open doors. So let's pray for those on the screen. Let's move to our mission focus, and let's pray for Nagoya, Japan with Kenny, and let's pray for Thailand with Rachel and Ralph and the Obergs, and let's pray for North Korea and for Chris and his family and the churches there, and let's ask God to move in North Korea. So let's pray for our countries today. Let's lift up our mission trips to Japan and Thailand also, that God would truly use the team to share the gospel and the power of God, that there would be salvation and fruit and help to the missionaries and servants there. So let's lift up the Japan and Thailand trips before the Lord right now. Let's pray now for our SP ministries, for Noah's Ark, the nursery, the youth group, for men's and women's ministry. And so let's pray for the leaders, Pastor Carol and Pastor Nate. And so let's just lift up the SP ministries right now. Let's pray for our house churches. Let's pray for Conduit and PPHV. I mean, it's at Tin Hau. And so let's lift them up in the last weeks of house church, that they would become a community like the Acts 2 community. And so let's ask for God's love and power to be upon them. So let's lift up our two house churches today.
Lord, we thank you for Conroe. Lord, we just ask, God, for your blessing upon leaders. God, raise up new leaders, God. And as they multiply, God, we pray that you have the power of the Lord. We pray for the
And finally, let's lift up Pastor Sam as he's recovering and he's doing well. He's still a little bit weak. And let's pray for complete healing, complete restoration, and strength. And so let's lift up Pastor Sam.
Father, we thank you, God, for just a good surgery. God, we thank you that you caught it in time. Lord, we thank you for just everything as well.
So, Father, help us to love one another, God, so that the world may see that we are your disciples because of our love for one another, God. May we live our lives that radiates Christ, that we people could look at us and see your reflection, O God. And so, Lord, we lift up this day. We pray for your grace. We ask for strength to the weary. We ask for mercy to the broken. And Lord, we just ask for your hand and your favor to lead us and guide us, empower us to do your will, to do your work. Give us courage and faith to be able to move mountains today. And Lord, we just ask, God, that you would reveal your son Jesus in our workplaces and where we go. Lord, we thank you for this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Have a great morning. Encourage you to stay and continue to pray. And many blessings to you. We'll see you tomorrow morning.